بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, His fadl and karam, has given us an opportunity to sit again in His remembrance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the tilawat of Surah Al-Mulk. Whoever reads Surah Al-Mulk at night, it will protect him from azab of qabr. So we should make it a habit. It is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's from the masnoon surahs to be recited. Surah Waqia, Surah Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. We should try and make it part of our daily ma'amulat. And then a durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should increase on a Friday. Every single day we should be reading, but on a Friday we increase it. And then to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our napak zuban, our napak tongues, not even fit, not even suitable to take the name of Allah, but Allah out of His kindness, Allah out of His love and mercy, His fadl and karam, Allah gives us that opportunity that, oh my banda, take my name. And Allah gets so pleased and Allah gets so happy that Allah sends down angels to throng such a gathering. Allah's mercy comes upon such a gathering. Sakina, peace, tranquility comes upon that gathering. And more than all that, Allah remembers this gathering and the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels about you and I who have gathered to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is our goal. As I mentioned in the Monday Islahi program, Majlis, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our destination, He is our manzil. So we should have a manzil, a destination. For those who would not hear the program, Allah ta'ala is our destination. Any person who wants to travel any place, he has a destination. And to reach his destination, there is a road that he has to take. So if he, until and unless he does not take that road, that path towards his destination, he will never reach the destination. And he keep on taking the name of the destination, 1,000 times also. Still he won't reach that destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His road. This is Sirat al-Mustaqim, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shown to us by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this road, there will be a'mal salihah that we have to bring into our lives. There is taqwa. There are good qualities, akhlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us some tests, trials and tribulations. But we have to overcome these trials and tribulation. Why? Because our ultimate goal is nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this dunya, we will go through tests. Sometimes the loss of life, this loss of property, some sickness, some bimari, some problem, whatever the problem is. But we overcome these problems in dunya. A person should not become overwhelmed by these problems to such an extent that now he loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets his destination and he becomes helpless. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this dil. And this dil, this heart, gains its taqwiyat, its strength, when a person ponders over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is hayy and qayyum, who is all living. Allah is eternal. Allah never experiences mort. Allah never falls asleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basir. Allah is aziz. Allah is hakeem. Allah is free from any type of deficiencies. Allah has no faults. Allah has no shortcomings. Allah is not like human beings. Allah is the creator of human beings. Allah is our Allah. Allah is our manzil. Allah is our destination. So we take this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned that night that there are billions of people in this world who don't have the destination of Allah. They don't have Allah in their life. They're not even moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are those who take a road, a path, but the destination is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The destination is somebody else. So we make shukr to Allah. Allah gave us iman. And our destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come onto that path of sirat al-mustaqim. Yes, we will make mistakes. We will commit sins. Tawbah, istighfar. All of us are like travelers in this world. Every one of us is a musafir. And nobody will remain in this world forever and ever. Rasulullah ﷺ is addressed in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O Muhammad ﷺ, you are also going to leave this world. And every other person, he will also leave this world. Every person will become a mayyit. So in this dunya, we go through these losses of life. Of course, the person is close to the family member, and it is natural the person will shed tears. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed those tears when Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala and his beloved son passed away. Sahaba looked at him, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, or another Sahabi, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadha al-buka? You the Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? Rasulullah SAW explained, these are rahmat Allah ta'ala has placed in the heart of those who have mercy. And the heart will feel the pain, the eyes will shed the tear. But a person will exercise sabr, and he will never complain against Allah. Oh Allah, why you took away my husband? Oh Allah, why you took away my father? Why you took away my child? Why you took away my wife? No. A person ponders over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that he has to make sabr. A woman was going past, or she was standing by a qabr. Her child had passed away. She was standing there. And perhaps she was just new in Medina, or even a new Muslim. She hadn't even seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam properly. She didn't know where Rasulullah lived even, and she was crying at the qabr of her little child. Rasulullah SAW went past, and he told her to make sabr, isbiri. So she turned around, not realizing who she was addressing. She says, that musibah that has come upon me hasn't come upon you. In other words, you won't understand what I'm going through. Rasulullah SAW proceeded, he didn't say anything. Somebody then informed her, that, do you know who you address? It was Rasulullah SAW. She gets a shock of her life. Immediately she goes looking for Rasulullah's house, and when she finds the house, she even says that I did not even find a doorkeeper at the house of Rasulullah. So simple was his house. The Nabi of Allah, the greatest of all Anbiya Ali Musallatu Salam, doesn't even have a guard or a doorkeeper at his home. She perhaps imagined he'll have a huge mansion, a palace or something. And then she tries to apologize. Nabi Kareem Sam overlooks that. And Nabi Kareem Sam tells her, Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula. Sabr is exercised at the first shock, at the first occurrence when any musibat comes. Whatever the musibat is, loss of life, property, whatever it is, doctor gives you some sad news that you've got some bimari. Allah protect us, Allah give us shifa, Allah save us from the sicknesses. A person passes away in the family, at that time, a person has to connect himself, herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never bring on our tongues anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we are taught to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong. We all came from Allah. We are going to return to Allah. So inna lillahi, we all belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we all return to Allah. So all of us are musafir. When a person's mort will come, nobody knows. When mort is going to strike, we're sitting here, nobody knows who is next, who is going to pass away next. Right now we were with some person, and minutes later, just minutes later, seconds later, the man is no longer with us. So this is a lesson for us, that mort can strike at any time. How much have you prepared for mort? Mort is nobody's friend. When it comes exactly on that time. Malakul mort is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not come 1 second early, 1 second later. It doesn't wait for any person. You can plead to him, you can beg him, let me go meet my children, my father, my mother, wherever it is. But malakul mawt comes on time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So all of us have to prepare a'mal salihah. We make mistakes, we make tawbah, istighfar, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our ultimate manzil, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be dominant in our hearts. So whatever trials and tribulations that we go through in this world, we exercise sabr, and on sabr there is great reward, limitless reward. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal, to be real, genuine musafirs in this world, that will be such that will be successful in this journey towards the akhirah. Rasulullah SAW told Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw aabiru sabil, that be in this world as though you are a stranger. In fact, not even a stranger. أو عابر سبيل بل. أو in Arabic here means بل. In fact, you should be like a passerby. A person who is a stranger comes into a new land, and after some time, he's no longer a stranger. He becomes familiar with the surroundings, and he knows the place, he knows where he's staying, he knows the masjid, etc. Now he becomes accustomed to the environment around him. But a person who is a passerby, he's just traveling, he stops somewhere just for a few seconds, a few minutes only. He does not become familiar with the surroundings. He does not become acquainted with the environment around. He's just going past. Exactly like that we should be in this dunya. So may Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyid Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله ما لي غناكم عفوا، يا الله ما لي خطاكم عفوا، يا الله همكم زورهم ضعيف يا مجرم يا الله. يا الله you have given us such beautiful bounties my Allah. يا الله you have given us so much my Allah. يا الله we make shukr to you for every ni'mah that you have given us my Allah. يا الله we are making i'tiraf my Allah. We confess our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess and acknowledge, my Allah, the wrongs that we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most great, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. You are Akbar. Ya Allah, you are Aziz and Hakim and Rauf and Rahim, ya Allah. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfirah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, major sins, minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Ya Allah, far too long, Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. We have displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, before mouth comes to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of making tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of making tawbah and nasuha. يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. يا الله all those who are sick and ailing give them complete. يا الله all the مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس. يا الله grant them جنة الفردوس. يا الله Ya Allah, if our parents are alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of the eyes. Help us to serve them. Ya Allah, if they've passed away, my Allah. Make us become a sadaqah jariyah for them, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, you protect them from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyam with iman. يا الله give us مودي المدينة الشريف بريء الجنة البقيمة. يا الله يا الله grant us the شفاعات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله help us to live righteous life my Allah. Make us be successful my Allah in our قبر and آخرة my Allah. يا الله grant us the شفاعات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Give us the holy kuthr water from his مبارك hands my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any حساب كده. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah, from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allah protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands, may Allah. You are well aware of all our jahajats we have, may Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Ya Allah, we have got nobody else with it but you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, one test and we fail miserably, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are not pious, may Allah. Hum kamzor hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Forgive us for weakness, may Allah. Because we are true awliya kamilin siddiqeen. Give us a strong heart, may Allah. Give us a ta'alluq with you, may Allah. Make us have tawakkul upon you, may Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove our difficulties, may Allah. Remove the difficulties of the Ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, every good work that is taking place, except all those who bring the good works of deen, may Allah. Tabligh and da'wat, may Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtima that will take place, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it, make it be kamyab, ya Allah. Make many jama'ats come out, may Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh making efforts in the khanka, accept the efforts, may Allah. In darul rooms, makatib, madaris, hifz classes, may Allah. Accept the efforts day and night. They engage, ya Allah, in imparting your deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, different organizations, ya Allah, they're doing good work, ya Allah. Grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat and guidance, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the kulnus of wise, may Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, athqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooli. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.